views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from rainy Seattle here at Hubbard Radio on KKNW AM 1150. You may be listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230. Hey, guys there. And you might be listening on one of the 35 stations in Australia or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, I'm so grateful you've joined us. And before we get into what the show's about, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who is the man behind the magic who allows you to hear these conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
Oh, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, for my next trick, I will perform. No, if I'm a magician, I would definitely do it. And it's all about delivery.
Yeah,
you smoke them here. I'm just joking.
And multitasking, because you're really good at that. That's part of the magic, is the multitasking. It's like
I'm blushing. You can hear me.
Yeah, I can look at the timing of pertinent Facebook posts, and I know it happens to be the same time that you are juggling music and you're juggling like connecting people via telephone. It's like how many hands do you have over there, and how many brains? Because you're you know,
two hands for sure. Brains, I don't know. You got to. There's a lot up there, I guess. But
yeah, and for me, it's some days I've got more brains than others.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Benny, doing something a little different today.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients, students, friends, colleagues tell me over the years that some of the weird things that have happened to me, some of the unusual kind of alternative sorts of things.
Weird things.
Are like inexplainable things that I should be writing a book about it. Well, I've got two other books underway, so it's not going to happen. So I decided today I'm going to share some of the stories on the show. Things that have happened to me that have kind of broken open my perspective about reality. Like, you know, I mean, at this stage, you know, I'm an energy healer and I believe in tapping into the quantum
former
field.
Former statistician.
And, yeah.
So former, breaking out of that logic.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And yet sometimes there are things that happen to me that still make my jaw drop. And I want to share some of those things today.
Awesome.
And we're also going to be ultimately, at some stage, inviting people to call in. So I wanted to put that out there now.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, many, many years ago, between my junior and senior year of college, I was a math major in college. I know.
And I'm trying to come up with like a theory that I may know that you could, that I could just bounce off your like the quadratic equation or something that. You'd be like, I don't want to bore you together.
But anyway.
You totally know it, don't you?
Yeah. And that's high school, Benny.
That's all I remember. Don't get on me. That's all I remember. I was terrible at math.
But you know, it's funny because I wasn't sure what I was going to do when I got out of school. I was either, you know, didn't have a lot of options. Either would go into computer programming. Back then, they didn't have a lot of programs in computer science.
Like DOS.
So you'd go,
right?
Yeah, right.
DOS
right.
And dashes and beep.
Yeah, no internet. No.
What
this is
was
the
that?
Dark ages.
That
yes.
was, no one even heard of that. It might have been in the infancy. Not even infancy. It was even before that.
Yeah. But
we digress.
But I was trying to think of whether I should go into computer science or go into statistics, because statistics can be applied to all sorts of different subjects from
psychology
to medical science and you know, political science.
And sports. And
exactly. So I was trying to figure out, you know, what I was going to do. And so I'm walking along one day. I was actually house sitting for a professor. My car had died. So in order to go from the house I was renting with some other kids to his house was quite the long walk. And I'm walking along one day. And all of a sudden, in my sensible, rational mind, my math major mind, I'm walking along and I'm thinking Monday thoughts like, should I stop at that store on the way and maybe pick up some nacho cheese Doritos? Or, is there anything I need to get before I get all the way home? Because, it's a long walk back here. And just, having these random silly thoughts in my mind as the mind, tends to wander. Then all of a sudden I heard a voice loudly, clearly, and not my own inside my head say, "You're a healer." And they have that expression, stopped me in my tracks. Well, it literally stopped me in my tracks. I was walking along and all of a sudden I just stopped like, where the heck did that come from?
Did you totally look around to see if someone was right there?
I did. Mm-hmm. There's nobody for like blocks.
Right.
And I thought, this is kind of crazy. And then I started thinking about it. A healer. Healer has to be like really holy, right? Like have their emotional baggage dealt with, just be really clear and pure. And I thought, this is the most egotistical thing my mind has ever come up with. There's no way I could be a healer, right? And then, fast forward about a month, that same summer, when I was still trying to decide what I was going to do when I grow up, I heard that voice again. And so I thought, this is kind of strange, but I'm going to do the sensible thing and ignore that voice. Fast forward a few years, I'm working on my doctoral dissertation. And I'm going to school part-time, working on that, as well as working part-time as a statistician. And I end up getting lymphoma. I've talked about, it was like the early stages of this cancer. And I've talked about this on the show before. I ended up sort of looking into myself, releasing some things, letting go, and using a lot of visualization. Some of the manifestation techniques that were like brand new back then, or maybe they've been around for thousands of years, but they were just starting to get into the consciousness of America. So, as you know, I ended up healing myself of cancer, and I worked as a statistician for a number of years, but then ultimately I was drawn to become a healer. And I know that, the universe said, well, you didn't listen to us the first time, so we're going to give you cancer. You can heal yourself and redirect you so that you actually go down that path. So that's how I ended up going into energy healing ultimately. And it was funny because I dabbled in a lot of different things. And at one point, I took a reconnective healing seminar. The first day of training, I felt like I was coming home in a really deep sense. And it, ended up, as you know, going into the teaching staff ultimately and teaching thousands around the world. But one of the things that I learned in that role and with my clients over the years is that when you tap into the quantum field in a conscious and open-minded sort of witnessing way, magical things can happen. I remember the first big healing I saw in my practice. I did not believe that I could do it. And this man had been dragged in by his wife to have this woo-woo work done, right? Where I'm like waving my hands around this man, not even touching him, and let's see if there's something that changes. And when he got into my session room, he had his arms crossed. He made it very clear that he didn't believe in this sort of thing. And this poor man had a very distended belly because he had advanced stages of hepatitis C. And the doctors gave him pain medication, but he could not tolerate the pain meds. To make a long story short, after two sessions, his pain disappeared. And he had this strange pain in his shoulder, the same kind of pain he had when he had his liver operated on for biopsying. So he's like, the pain is gone, and now it feels like my liver's been operated on, So he had this really mind-blowing kind of experience. And it's hard to know in that kind of situation if the bigger healing is the physical healing or the healing of breaking through the limitations of our perceptions of reality. But anyway, that was my sort of foray into energy healing and seeing some other amazing things. And
well, first of all, you seem pretty happy with your move. I mean, it's a pretty bold move as is.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a 180. And a lot of people can't pull that off. I mean, if you want to use a sports analogy just real quick, it's like, Tiger Woods is dominating the sport when he first entered and always has. He's had this unique, strong swing. And then the last like 5 years, he's had to literally reconstruct it because his body is getting older.
Right.
So he can't hit it nearly as hard or as accurate. So for someone, especially in a golfer's mind, to consistently do that and then to actually change, it's almost ridiculously unheard of.
Right.
But he's done it. And now, actually, he just now did it again.
Yeah.
So kudos to you, too, for also attempting that going for that change.
I think that when we face illness or face some sort of crisis, relationship crisis, you know, some sort of emergency, you know, a car crash. I mean, it can be any sort of crisis that triggers our introspective analysis and evaluation of are our life circumstances aligned with our heart? And it was one of the situations where I, you know, during the cancer, I recognized that, okay, my heart was not into, working on my doctorate anymore. And ultimately, I ended up going from statistician to stay-at-home mom for a while, too, because that was near and dear in my heart. But one of the lessons I've learned along the way is that when you align with your heart and you move forward, then all sorts of opportunities come up. And so, you know, it was the sort of thing where the healing seminar kind of fell in my lap and things unfolded kind of beautifully from there. But there have been all sorts of other amazing healings. And from Crohn's disease to, you know, like after one session, somebody who had long-term Crohn's disease, it disappeared. There were several people with depression who'd been, you know, dealing with depression long-term, who'd been on medication sometimes for years, who came in for a session or two, and then suddenly they're no longer depressed and they stop their medication right away. Now, doctors will tell you, don't do that, right? And I always tell people to follow the advice of their doctors and their hearts. But, you know, there were several clients who did that. So it just indicates to me that we have access to something more now, and it is there for us to heal. And by healing, I mean it in a variety of ways, and we're going to get into that in just a few moments. When we come back, I'm going to share an amazing story about a man whose life was changed in a huge way, and also talk about a healing session where there was a bonus that came with it. Something manifested on the table. But we're going to go to a quick break. More here in just a few moments.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I am talking today about some of the stranger experiences that I've had over the last, 20 years or so, 30 years, over the course of my life. And some of the things that have opened my mind to more have included some of the miraculous healings that I have facilitated and witnessed, because with healing, it's not something that actually I'm doing. I'm sort of hooking a person up with the universe in a particular way and kind of tuning in the dial so that they could vibrationally shift. And I never know what a person's going to experience. Sometimes people have amazing experiences while, during their session, having these multidimensional experiences. Sometimes people have an amazing healing. And it's a kick. And it's sort of opened my perception to reality over the years. And I remember once, it was several years ago, there was a man who came to me for a session. Now, this man, he'd been in a car accident 2.5 years earlier, and his lower leg, one of his lower legs, had been completely crushed, and doctors were going to amputate it. And he begged the surgeon, "Can you please save my leg?" And the surgeon said, "I'll be able to put in metal pins, rods, screws. We'll be able to save your leg, but you will never walk again." Well, this man was very, very determined to heal, and we do have a lot of power to heal ourselves. And this man managed to learn to walk again. Now, he actually had one of these canes that has like the four prongs, a very stable cane that he required in order to move forward while on his legs, on his feet. And he was in a lot of pain now. And so, every time he walked, every time he got out of that wheelchair, either on crutches or with the cane, he was in a lot of pain. And so he talked to the doctors about it. And the doctor said, "You know what? You're always going to be in pain. And if you're going to get up on your feet and walk, it's going to be worse. You're going to have to stay on your pain meds." So he was on pain medication 24/7 because he could not stand the pain. And doctor said, "Well, we could probably do surgery and cut the nerves down there so you don't feel your lower leg anymore." So he decided he was going to try something different, and he came for a session with me. Now, he climbed up onto the massage table. His cane was off to the side. He had taken his pain medication. By the time the session was done, some half an hour later, he got off the table, and he no longer needed his cane. And interestingly enough, about 24 hours later, he realized he'd forgotten to take his pain medication and no longer needed it. So that was one of those times where in a very short period of time, he had this huge healing. And it was interesting, too, because it had ramifications in his life. His mind was altered by his experience, right? He in a very short period of time, his pain went away and he was able to walk normally again. But his family started saying, "Well, what was the source of that? And are you somehow holy? Is the person who facilitated the healing somehow holy?" And he really did believe that it's just something we can all tap into, but he had to deal with sort of repositioning himself within the context of his family and sort of standing up for himself, believing in something different. So there was a different kind of healing that came from it as well. And, there was another healing that I found sort of interesting because it was not only a physical healing and an emotional healing, because there are a lot of those as well, but something manifested on the massage table. Now, you know, people will often say to me when they're having a session, this may sound strange, but I always tell people there is no strange. You know, during sessions, there's so many weird things that can happen. There is that nothing that I consider to be strange. Well, this is one of those times when I actually got surprised. And so anyway, this woman had come in for, she'd come in for two sessions already, and she hadn't had any change, which happens sometimes. You know, not everybody gets the healing they want. But it was very clear to me that the first two sessions, she had been trying to control the outcome, trying to control the flow of energy, trying to control her breath. And what she ended up doing was, you know, telling me that she was basically going to manifest this healing. And I said to her, you know what? The universe knows what you want. Let's see if you can just let go and see what gifts the universe has in store for you. So I facilitated the session, and, you know, I'm working in her energy field, and, you know, I see certain things, and I kept hearing something about, you know, the back of her head, her occipital area, and, you know, didn't think too much about it. So she continued to lie there after the session was done, and we went through some debriefing. And without going into details, she had an amazing physical healing from pain. And she also released huge emotional pain that she had had from her previous marriage. And, you know, it's one of those times when, as a healer, it's really cool because, you know, somebody has gotten a lot out of the session. So then she proceeds to sit up. Now, keep in mind, she had had her hair pulled up behind her head. So the neck area had been completely bare as she lied down on the massage table. And when she got up off the massage table, right there where her occipital area was, near her neck, were 12 little golden pellets. These little round things that were translucent, kind of golden color, kind of hard to the touch, and about the size, halfway between the size of a BB and a green pea. And it was one of those moments when my jaw dropped, like, holy cow, where did that come from? And it was kind of interesting, too, because when she sat up, not only did she notice that there were these 12 golden pellets there on the table, but she reached up and sort of touched the occipital area and pulled off a 13th. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not exactly religious anymore. I have a really religious upbringing. I do believe that Jesus brought a lot of wonderful teachings, and I believe that we're in a stage right now where we've got Christ consciousness, and he was a part of that. It's becoming to the forefront right now. But anyway, the 12 plus the 1, that number seemed pretty symbolic to me. So anyway, I had said to her, what gifts, so let's see what gifts the universe has in store for you. So I thought that these pellets, whatever they were meant for her. But it was kind of interesting because I remembered about 6 months earlier, I had gone down to Tucson and I'd flown down there to help with a seminar. And also I went in early because there were some scientists at the University of Arizona who were going to be evaluating my healing ability along with some others. And I met with another healer, my friend Merrill, who lives in Tucson. And she and I had dinner together, and she told me this amazing story. You know, she likes to go to England almost every year and go walking in through the crop circles. And I think she doesn't do it quite as often anymore because there aren't the same kinds of crop circles, being generated. For a long time there were you know, numerous ones every summer. And one day she had been in one of these crop circles, and that night she took a bath. And she got into a tub full of clean water. And when she got out, she went to drain the tub. And all of a sudden, she saw there were all these little tiny, tiny golden pellets. And she plugged up the tub and she pulled them out. And you know, she actually got some channeled information about what these things were. And I'm not going to present that because I really don't know. But I remember after seeing my client's 13 golden pellets sort of appear, thought, this is the same thing my friend Merrill saw, and yet hers were a lot tinier. So anyway, I called her, and so apparently there have been, I think there are four people around the world. She's connected, we're actually both connected with this researcher who's been looking into this to try to figure out what these golden pellets are. But I think there are four people around the world who've actually reported these things appearing kind of spontaneously in some strange, bizarre ways. So I have no idea what that's about. And yet it was one of those moments when I thought, oh my gosh, the universe works in mysterious ways. And what I think is reality really isn't it at all. So it was kind of a kick. Now, Benny, I think that we have somebody on the line right now who also wanted to share something about healing.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's bring on Deborah. Deborah is calling in from Seattle. Hello, Deborah. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
So, Benny says that you have something to share here.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I'll mention really quick that, it was like, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, I had a psychic session with an animal communicator, the dog that had passed away. And she was talking to my dog's spirit. And my dog's spirit had mentioned that sometime I would be a healer. And also that I was going to have a big change in my life. And I did end up like moving away. And since I got into recovery, and I actually got healed from depression just by doing the spirit, you know, working on my spiritual condition.
But,
and then I've been, every once in a while, I kind of play around with, you know, doing like healings in my mind. And I've done, like, taken a class from the Center for Spiritual Living. But, you know, I'm not really. But now I'm like so busy that I don't even have time to barely do anything like that. So I just wanted to mention that and see what you thought about it. But basically I called because I have an acquaintance that is recovering from brain cancer. And he was talking about some alternative methods he was using. And then I happened to ask, are you trying any positive mind, techniques yet or whatever? And she kind of said, no, I'm not doing that yet. But anyway, so I just thought, I was wondering if there's, I thought, well, maybe I'm supposed to do some healing on him on my own, so.
Yeah, well, it's possible that if that's something you're called to and he's called to it as well, then that's perfect. I think that when we have loved ones going through some sort of issue, whether it be physical or emotional, one of the biggest gifts we can give them is to be totally accepting with whatever they're feeling, wherever they're at emotionally, wherever they're at physically, and to sort of view it as absolutely perfect on their path. Because that acceptance not only can make us feel better on an emotional level, but that acceptance creates this vibration that allows change to occur. That vibration that we create through our acceptance affects the other person's vibration as well. So I think that, your friend, whether or not he's open to alternative stuff, is absolutely fine. And I think that the best thing you could probably do for him is just to show up and be present and accept wherever he's at. And then if at some point he says, you know what, it feels right to me to try this, then you should absolutely do it. But as a healer, I think one of the biggest and most important things we can do is to not try to impose our belief of what's right for that person onto them, because that actually gets in the way. And in fact, there's been some research with the power of prayer. There's an organization called Spindrift in Oregon, and they have looked at how seedling plants do with the power of prayer. Now, seedling plants are perfect for doing experiments on, because you can control the water, the fertilizer, the light. You can't do that with humans as well. So anyway, they found that not only is prayer effective at creating taller and bushier plants, but those plants that instead of saying, I want you, or I want, you to have more leaves and be taller, those didn't do quite as well as those who had the prayer, may the best for those plants manifest. So the best thing we can offer others is to let go and be present and show up for them if it feels right.
Oh, that sounds really great. Thank you so much. So in other words, unless a person has said that they want to try some kind of spiritual healing, then that I shouldn't try on my own for them unless they've actually expressed an interest in it.
Probably. I mean, if you can truly let go and if you want to say the prayer, may the best for my friend manifest and let it go at that and send some positive energy to that intention, then I say go for it. But otherwise,
great.
I'd say just accept where he's at.
And thank you.
You're welcome. And we have to go to another quick break. More here in just a few moments.
I got these fresh eyes. Never seen you before like this.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I'm chatting today about some of my stories, some of the things I've experienced over the years that if I'd heard when I was 20 that I would have experienced these things, it would have blown my mind and I would have said, there's no way. And yet it to me, it's just tapping into reality in a broader way. And, you know, it's funny because when I was in my mid to upper 20s, I had an interesting experience. I was sitting on the couch watching a movie with who's now my ex-husband, and he was all gung-ho about watching The Right Stuff. Have you seen that movie?
I have not, no.
It's about astronauts, and it's definitely a guy movie. There are probably plenty of women out there who like it too, but I wasn't all that enthralled with it. So there I was looking at a magazine, leafing through the pages, and occasionally glancing up. And at one point during the movie, I looked up at the screen, and there was some film footage of these astronauts in a weightless environment doing some really silly things. And I burst out laughing. And in that moment, I had this like kernel of memory come up for me. I remembered myself being in a 93-year-old body. I was a black man. I was sitting in the side of this really musty movie theater watching that film footage. And I'm like, what the heck? And while I was laughing, what came to my mind was, it feels really good to be in a young, healthy body now. So I felt this juxtaposition between my current reality as a woman, you know, who's 20-something, and seeing myself as this black man. And I asked my husband, I said, well, you know, is this actual film footage or is this made for the movie? He says, no, this is real film footage. And I said, when's this from? And he's like, 1957, 1958. It was before I was born. And I thought, you know what? I know that once upon a time they used to do newsreels in movie theaters before they actually showed the movies. And they must have shown this. And so there I was, sort of having this memory of being a black man. And it's kind of interesting because for all my life, I've had this strange feeling of kinship with, this is going to sound really weird, Benny, but overweight, middle-aged black men, kind of like they're my people or something. It's been this weird kind of connection. And
I knew you had some soul. I knew you had some soul in you, Christine. You might come off as this little white lady, but you got some soul, sister.
Oh, God. But it's funny because it sort of explained that, like, tapping into this previous life. And, you know, if you actually believe what some scientists are suggesting, time really doesn't exist. Time is what we use to sort of focus on our linear, you know, process. But everything's happening simultaneously. So perhaps I was tuning into another one of my lives, or perhaps it's, you know, past lives really aren't about other lives, but just tuning into other lives that may or may not be related to our soul, but somehow we're feeling connected to them. But anyway, it was one of these interesting experiences. It was before I'd actually even thought about past lives. And that's one of the things that got me interested in some of the alternative information out there. And I started reading lots of books, and ultimately it led me to, you know, working in the healing field. And my youngest son also had a past life memory when he was, 3 years old, which was interesting. He was he had fallen asleep right before dinner, and he woke up about 10:30 at night. I thought he was going to sleep through the night, but he wanted to eat. There he is, sleepily, you know, eating and kind of listening to the conversation that's going on in the kitchen. And my other son and his dad were talking about somebody dying. So Kendall, my three-year-old, is looking kind of confused. And he says, so I died? And I'm like, thinking that he doesn't really understand future tense, past tense sort of thing. I said, yes, someday your physical body will die, but probably not until you're a really, really old man. And he's looking at me sort of like he's thinking really hard, but looking for me to offer him some input. You know, he's got questions. And then he said to me, so I died when I was a girl? And I said, I don't know, Kendall, did you? And he said, yes. And I said, how old were you? 16. And I thought, that's interesting. And tried to get more information, but really couldn't get much more. And then he proceeded to eat his dinner. So then I move out to the family room, and I'm reading to my son, Riley, you know, who's almost 6 years older than my youngest son. And all of a sudden, Kendall, my youngest, is on his hands and knees on the family room floor. He begins to rock back and forth. And I'm thinking, is he ill? What's going on? And he starts to moan. And he starts to say, my life is done. My life is done. Back and forth, rocking back and forth, over and over. My life is done. And I went over and I sort of lifted him up and I said, what do you mean, Kendall? Here you are as Kendall in this life. And Mommy, Daddy, and Riley love you very much. And it was almost like the light bulb went off in his head. And he's kind of like, oh, yeah, here I am. And that was that. And then apparently I hear later, years later, that there were neighborhood kids who were asking him all sorts of questions. They got more information out of him. But there he was at age 3, having this spontaneous past life memory of when he was a 16-year-old girl. Now he's a 16-year-old boy looking for a 16-year-old girl. But, you know.
I knew that was coming. It is actually funny, or a similar story, just I would say about a month and a half ago.
Really?
The boys kind of asked me like what reincarnation was kind of all about.
Uh-huh.
And they're, you know, almost 6. So
right.
I did a similar situation in storytelling, like, well, what do you think, you know,
uh-huh.
and try to see, well, I'm not really sure. Is it like you obviously die? And I'm like, yeah, we pass away and then we come back as other things. And tried to explain it that way. And then,
right.
of course, you know, I lost interest within 5 seconds to them because they're like, ooh,
sure,
Legos, you
sure.
know, and they run somewhere there. But it's crazy. At their age, they're already developing so quick.
Yeah.
And I don't think my parents have ever mentioned that we had grown up around that knowledge or intellect at that age.
Right.
Until now. I mean, I just.
And I think that our children who are coming in, mm-hmm. you know, over the last, you know, 10, 20 years are different.
Mm-hmm.
They're open to that. And in fact, my oldest son, when he was probably 6 or 7, before he'd ever even heard of reincarnation, he said, you know, Mom, I think the meaning of life is to come back over and over until we get better and better and learn all the things we need to learn. Like, out of the mouths of babes. So there's more to come, including an interesting series of phone calls from a stranger in Tibet. More here in just a few moments.
Did you feel you were tricked by the future you picked? Well, come on down. All these rules don't apply when you're high in the sky. So come.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention? Perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with 2 N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. It is story time for adults today. I've been chatting about some of the more interesting things that have happened to me over the last few decades. And, you know, we've talked about miraculous healings. We've talked about reincarnation. And, you know, one of the things that really fascinated me once was several years ago, I was working at a seminar and I was working hard. I was working for 2 weeks doing multiple seminars. And at one point, very close to the end of one of the seminars, I get a phone call. Now, I happen to have my phone in my lanyard, and I wasn't up on stage at the time or working out there on the floor. So I was outside the room and I'm thinking, I really shouldn't answer this. I have no idea who this is, but something inside of me said, answer it. So I answered the phone. And there on the other end was a man with a very heavy accent, and I'll never be able to imitate the accent. But he said, my name is Ganesh, and I don't remember the last name. Your number came up for me during my morning meditation. Do you do something relating to healing? I'm like, what? He says, my name is Ganesh. Your number came up during my morning meditation. Do you do something relating to healing? And I said, well, yes, actually I do. And he said, started asking me questions about it. I said, I really don't have time to talk to you right now because, you know, I've got to get back into the seminar. We're going to be wrapping things up. And he gave me his number in Tibet. He lives in Tibet. He's a Tibetan healer and teacher. And he said he had some important information for me. So I didn't get a chance to call him back. And he was actually calling me almost every single day around the same time for several days in a row. And then ultimately I was done working at the seminars and went home and he called me again. And this time I got a chance to talk to him, and he was telling me some things about myself that other people didn't know. And he had some predictions for me, predictions about a healing center that I would open. He had predictions for me about books that I would write that would get published. And he also told me some things about some blockages that I had within a certain chakra that made perfect sense. But anyway, here was this guy from Tibet who was calling me via Skype to chat with me about what he saw and how my telephone number just came up during my morning meditation. And interestingly, I just posted something on Facebook about the show, including phone calls from Tibet. And I've just found out that there are at least three others who are healers, animal communicators, who have received the same kind of phone calls where they get, it's either from a man or a woman, and there's often like this Mount Shasta and Tibet kind of connection, but where they've got messages for the people to continue doing what they're doing. And again, it's kind of like they get the validation. The person who receives a call gets the validation because this person knows things that nobody else knows. So it's just this wild stuff, which kind of opens my mind to like reality, like, oh gosh, there's something in the quantum field. We're all connected and you can tap into it. And there's some people who are so skilled, they can get telephone numbers and call you with messages. So probably the other stranger sort of thing that's occurred in my life is something that occurred probably, I don't know, about a decade ago. I remember waking up one morning and feeling some heaviness in my chest. It was almost like just the edge of a cold kind of congestion or something. And as I sleepily walk into the bathroom, all of a sudden I see myself as Christine Upchurch sitting at a kitchen table in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is a place I used to live, moved from there when I was 15 years old. She's got a different hairstyle. It's me. She's smoking a cigarette. I've never smoked cigarettes. And I realize I'm like, this is me who never moved from Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'm sleepy, so I don't really like, you know, I'm not really judging it too much, but I'm thinking, she needs to stop smoking. I said, you need to stop smoking because it's affecting my chest in this reality. And then I kind of got the inner message that, oh, I can create this sort of boundary between the two versions of my life. And then afterwards, when I started waking up, I'm thinking, that's really strange. And it wasn't until years later I started learning about how there's this concept of parallel realities where we have all these different timelines where there have been different choices made. Now, when I was 15, my father got a different job in the Boston area. So I moved from Lincoln, Nebraska. And so I had to leave, you know, my school. I had to leave my brothers behind because they were in college there. And so it really changed my life. And it's funny because I didn't really think about it again. I thought that's sort of an interesting experience. Fast forward a few years, I started thinking about the house that I had been growing up in from like age 7 to age 15 in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I was getting kind of nostalgic about it. And I decided to look it up on the internet to see if there were images of it. And I found it. It's like, oh, yeah, and that big tree up front is gone now. And it looks different. It's a different color. And all of a sudden, I started to get sense of loss associated with having left that place where I felt connected to people, connected to my brothers, connected to a certain lifestyle. And I felt the sadness that kept arising within me. And I'm thinking, this is something that I really need to feel and experience and clear, because it felt so heavy. I was experiencing this huge loss that I had never really thought about before, and didn't realize that I still had this kind of wound within me. So eventually, because it wasn't going away, I asked my inner guidance to please help me. Please help me to clear this. So a couple of days later, I'm driving in the car, and I get all sorts of psychic and interesting information in rush hour traffic, stop and go traffic. It's a really powerful time for me sometimes. But anyway, I'm sitting there in traffic, and all of a sudden, I see myself in that life. I can feel myself in that life at the same age. And there's this middle-aged woman who has had a very happy marriage, and she had multiple children. She now has grandchildren. Her husband had passed away. She's got a strong social connection. And she didn't have a whole lot of emotional baggage, really. She was happy. And she was feeling rather complete in her life. And I sort of juxtaposed that to me being, you know, exiting a long-term painful relationship and having struggled with illness and struggled with trying to sort of fit in different ways. And I thought, you know, in some sense, her life was easier. And yet, when I actually felt into both her life, my alternate me, with my current life that I'm focusing on, I realized that even though she's happier, my life is where all the expansive growth is. My life is where I still have much to offer people ahead. So it's kind of blown my mind, because after sort of interacting with that, feeling into this juxtaposition of the two lives, these parallel realities, I healed something almost instantaneously within me. I no longer felt the sadness about having left Nebraska. I no longer felt like I really wanted to be back in that house, you know, once more, or to sort of connect with a simpler life. But instead, I realized, this is where my soul is focusing right now, because here is where the opportunity for growth is. And I have much to offer on a soul level. And it's through the difficulties, the pain, the illness, the trials and tribulations through which my major growth has occurred. And this is where I have the most to offer people. So it's kind of funny. You know, I now do believe in parallel realities, as strange as that may sound. And I do believe that reality for us is going to get to be stranger and stranger. And I know that science is tapping into more and more about how reality isn't just the Newtonian physics and the, you know, of what we've thought for so many years. And it's pretty fascinating. So I'm grateful to be on this path. And I know I've got lots more stories to share. I don't have the time today to share them. But I do encourage you to get onto my website, christineupchurch.com. You can hear some of these things in my blogs. you can connect with me and share on Facebook as well. You know, you can follow me on Facebook, Christine Upchurch. Also got the Christine Upchurch Show, but most of my posts are on my personal Facebook account. So I encourage you to touch base with me there. And I will continue to share. You know, I feel like I'm on this fascinating journey that is filled with pain, filled with bliss. And I'm really grateful to be on it because I've got so much to learn. And I also enjoy sharing of myself. And I love to hear what other people have to share as well. So I thank you for joining us here today. And I look forward to talking to you again sometime really soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.